You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 63 degrees, KSL's top story. Another popular franchise in Utah is in trouble for breaking the child labor laws. Baskin-Robbins locations are getting a heavy fine. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with details. Amy.
Jeff, it all has to do with kids scooping ice cream late on school nights. Assistant District Director Ivan Pelez says the Department of Labor takes this seriously.
It's not that they can't work. It's just, well, school's in session, and because of their age, their main focus, you know, we want them to go ahead and work, but we want to make sure they also work within the required parameters.
64 kids aged 14 to 15 worked late and too many hours in a week, according to the department. Baskin-Robbins locations across the Wasatch Front list their hours open until 10, but those kids can only work until 7. Baskin-Robbins will now have to pay nearly $50,000 in fines. This comes after Coldstone Creamery faced similar fines last month, and Family Fun Centers and Crumble Cookies in previous years. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Governor Cox admits that he's been a bit overwhelmed. This session, the state legislature handled a record number of bills, many of them ending up on his desk.
But I don't know that our state needed 591 to remain functional after what I thought was a pretty good year before. We probably could have not had any of them and still gotten along pretty well.
But they were passed, and the governors had to wade through all of them, deciding whether to sign or veto. By law, he has till midnight tonight to finish the job, the governor speaking at his monthly PBS news conference. Every year, the federal emergency management leaders offer their version of the Oscars, an award that goes to the lawmaker who did the most for emergency management in this year's honoree, Senator Mitt Romney, for his work toward creation of the Wildland Fire Mitigation Commission. Accepting the award, the senator said modernizing federal wildfire policy is a national priority. Lawmakers are set to vote on a $1.2 trillion spending package. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the funding needs to be passed to avoid a partial government shutdown this weekend for several key federal agencies. Democrats were able to stop some of the steeper budget cuts wanted by House Republicans, but Republicans were able to include in the bill a 24% increase in detention beds for migrants awaiting their immigration proceedings. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says U.S. partners are working on a plan that will avoid Israel's planned military operation in Rafah.
It is possible and indeed necessary to deal with the ongoing threat posed by Hamas, but without a major military operation.
He says they will be discussing the plan with top Israeli officials next week. Homeland Security is warning police nationwide the upcoming 25th anniversary of the deadly Columbine High School shooting could bring out copycats. A law enforcement bulletin indicates the date will raise the potential for attackers to target schools and public places. And a medical breakthrough, surgeons transplanting the first genetically edited pig kidney into a living human being. Dr. Leo Riella says it's a significant development.
Our hope is that dialysis will become obsolete.
The 62-year-old patient is said to be recovering nicely. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
It could have been one of the worst accidents in Utah history. This morning on I-15, a wrong-way driver smashed into a military bus. It was carrying nearly two dozen ROTC cadets from Utah State. UHP Lieutenant Chamberlain Neff says the 46-year-old pickup driver died in the crash.
It's tragic for everybody that's involved. Families obviously are impacted. The public, when they see these tragic scenes, are very, very much impacted.
The driver of the military bus went to the hospital with minor injuries. Fortunately, all the cadets are okay. KSL News Time 5:34. Good news if you plan to visit somewhere else.
The Salt Lake City International Airport is number one among major airports when it comes to arriving on time. It topped the charts in 2022 and 23. The flights mostly leave the airport on time, too. It was the first in 2022 and second in 23. Spokesperson for the airport, Nancy Vollmer, says the biggest reason flights get delayed is the weather.
I have to give credit, really, to the team that we have on our snow removal crew. And because they'll come out at all times of the day and night to make sure that they get that snow removed.
Vollmer says the snow removal team is kind of the reason the airport gets everything out on time, and they've even won awards for their quick work. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
United Airlines is going to open one of those foo-foo clubs for frequent flyers at Salt Lake International Airport. This new, modest-sized club will be on Concourse B. It's part of the next phase of airport construction. It's going to be the first club other than Delta's to open here in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time, 5:35. It's a KSL bracket update every 15 minutes. Here's Mark Jackson.
Well, the following team's still alive from first-round action today. Dayton, Michigan State, Duquesne, Creighton, Arizona, North Carolina, Illinois, and Oregon. In Charlotte, North Carolina right now, Texas has surged ahead of Colorado State, 24-11. Kentucky with the lead over the Oakland Golden Grizzlies. That one just underway in Pittsburgh. Heads up, Aggies fans. Tip-off time for tomorrow's Utah State and TCU game is 7:55 on TBS. Your KSL Brackets update, I'm Mark Jackson.
Follow NCAA tournament updates and all other sports updates at KSLSports.com. Now, your first look traffic.